Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Tuesday last week, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released its projections for the changes in the labor force for the decade ending in the year 2026. For this decade, the BLS forecasts that the number of people in America holding jobs will increase by 11.5 million. Absent any other information, most people would probably think that is good news about our economy. Unfortunately, this projection is actually negative news. You see, the U.S. population is growing. According to the Census Bureau, in the past decade, the U.S. population has risen by 25 million, which is about 8.3%. If these trends continue, that means for the decade covered by this forecast, we will see America's population increase by 25 to 27 million people. Therefore, the BLS is projecting that somewhere between 42 to 46% of the rise in the population will represent more people working. For the past 2 years, the Bureau of Labor Statistics has reported that the labor force participation rate has been down to its lowest levels in the past 45 years. Still, even in this bleak economy, the BLS reports that 47% of people hold jobs. To maintain even today's relative low labor force participation rate would require that an additional 250,000 to 1.2 million jobs would need to be created by the year 2026 above and beyond what the BLS is forecasting. In contrast, if a lower percentage of the population growth are expected to hold jobs than exist today, that means that today's low total labor force participation rate should be even lower over the next 9 years. As the proportion of workers to total population drops, the unemployment rate is likely to rise. That increases the risk of an economic decline from where we are today. What can be done to avoid that? Two important solutions, as demonstrated throughout much of American history and in fast-growing economies in the world today, are to reduce taxes and cut back government regulations. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.